What is Unitarian Universalism, anyway? Sometimes I think I've answered that question. More often, I've forgotten it, driven it from my mind. All I know is that I am Unitarian Universalist. I am a member of this church. I am a member of this district. I am a member of our denomination. But what does that really say? What does my Unitarian Universalism define about me? Unitarian Universalist belief doesn't center on a single storyline, a single way of believing. Instead, we are encouraged to write our own story of the world with as many or as few divinities as we like and no one to please but ourselves. Instead of taking our principles from a collection of stories, we make our own stories from a collection of principles. Hundreds, thousands of stories, all bearing the same familiar outlines but differing in the specifics. Snowflakes. Embedded deeply in my experience of Unitarian Universalism is that we all are very special snowflakes. We habitually affirm one another's inherent worth and dignity, assuring that, yes, your snowflake is just as good as mine, even if I disagree with your number of deities. It is very easy for me to become preoccupied with my snowflake, a little bit obsessed. It was while chasing my snowflake that I wound up sitting in a conference room at General Assembly, GA, this last June, at a workshop on organizing communities for justice work. The organizers had just handed out a worksheet for implementing their model at the local level, and the first question asked, "What social justice issues are you fighting for?" Like I had walked into an invisible wall, the question left me disoriented and confused. That question didn't ask what I cared about. It didn't ask what I thought was worth doing. It didn't ask what my family was working on. I'd have an answer. It asks what I am actively fighting for in my own life, on my own time, with my own resources. Why couldn't I answer it? Perhaps I had been neglecting something in my free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Perhaps my snowflake is incomplete. This little anecdote has no happy ending, not yet anyway. I have recognized my narcissistic focus, but haven't yet found a good way past it. I'm still looking for the best way to promote justice, equity, and compassion in human relations beyond my personal life. I'm still searching for the best way to promote world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Oh, and I've got to balance my checkbook, buy groceries, and get to work on 9 a.m. on Monday, but at least I will think about it. It is rarely said that a Unitarian Universalist did not put sufficient thought into their social justice actions. But how long can I wait? How long before the distractions take over again? How long before I need another spiritual crisis to force me out of my mold? How long before I waste this opportunity? So, I am thinking about it. I'll be doing the small things, reducing, reusing, recycling. I'll be finding a cause or two to support, spend a weekend or two volunteering. And I'll be thinking about it. So next time I hear the call, maybe I can do a little more. Thank you. Please rise in body or spirit for the hymn printed in your order of service.